That's one of the things that actually is the most magical thing of this little technique. It doesn't just help you hear better, it helps you listen better, and it also helps you focus better. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now let's get to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here. Today, I want to talk about a very quick little tip that I want to give you to build your ability to listen. And it's actually not just to build your ability to listen, it also helps your ability to hear. And it's a weird little technique, but it works brilliantly. And here it is. This is going to be a very stupidly short episode. But if you want to listen better, if you want to wake up your ability to hear, if you want to wake up your ability to listen, if you want to wake up your ability to take in, really take in what someone else is saying, here is what you do. Take the tips of your fingers, your thumb, your forefinger, and your middle finger, and rub your ears. I know it's weird. But all you have to do is take that set of fingers and just rub, and I'm doing it right now, you just rub your ears all over the earlobe. Just rub, rub, rub. And if you want to try it, if you want to see what it is that's that works about it, try this. Here's what you do. Listen to me now. Just listen. And I'm just talking. I'm not doing anything differently. It's just my voice. Now, go ahead and stop the show for a second and rub both of your ears. Now, if you've got earbuds or headphones in, go ahead and take those out and rub your ears for about 10 seconds. Just rub the lobes all around the ear. Just rub it. Ready? Here we go. It's going to be a little weird because it's going to be dead air for 10 seconds. Here we go. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. All right, that's it. That was 10 seconds. I don't know if you heard me singing, but I just sang a little something, a weird little melody while you were rubbing your ears. And now, can you hear me any better? Can you hear what I'm saying better? Is my voice coming through? And what's most important, are you able to focus on what I'm saying a little bit better? That's one of the things that actually is the most magical thing of this little technique. It doesn't just help you hear better, it helps you listen better, and it also helps you focus better. Ah, isn't that amazing? And here's why. Because there are nerve endings in your ear. Like if you've ever had your ears pierced, you know there are nerve endings in your ear because, ouch, it hurts to get your ears pierced. So there are nerve endings there that when you rub them, you sensitize them so that really it's something like the vibrations that are coming towards you, the sound waves themselves that are coming towards you, the ear is more prepped. The ear is more ready to take those sound waves in, send them in through into the middle ear and then into the brain. And because those ears have been sensitized, your brain is just a little bit better able to process the information, to focus on it and to process it. I love this technique. I love doing it with 5-year-olds because it works on them just as well as it works on 55-year-olds or 95-year-olds. Doesn't seem to matter how old you are. What matters is that you do it. So the next time you're going into a situation where you know you're going to need to pay attention, just rub those ears. Just take about 10, 15 seconds and rub them really, really well all around the ear. And it's going to improve your ability to hear, to listen, and to take in, focus, and process the information. So I just wanted to give you that quick little tip and technique. Try it. And if you do it and you find that it works, drop me a line and let me know. I'd love to hear. And you can, in fact, leave me a voicemail. There's a There's a link to that voicemail number in the show notes. If you want to, it's not a number, actually. It's just a link. You go to SpeakPipe and you can leave me a voicemail that will tell me what you're thinking and whether or not this technique worked. Try it the next time you need to go into a challenging conversation where you know you're going to need to listen, and it's going to work. It's going to blow you away. It's going to just work. I love this technique. All right, cool. Until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg reminding you that I do have some coaching slots available. A few of my clients left in May because they are set, and now they're only going to be coming in every June 1st for their yearly sort of planning session, and then they go off and they do their thing. That's my goal, is to become superfluous to my clients. And so I have a few slots available if you want to book a discovery call to see how I can help you become a better communicator, a better goal setter, and a better, well, mindful go-getter is the best way I can say it. Let me know and book your discovery call. Let's see if we can work together. Until next time, I remind you, as always, to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.